Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz, and this is Redmond's twice-weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening right here in and around Redmond for the next 7 days. Jennifer, what did I see downtown the other day?
Well, there's something new. Redmond is getting a brand new landmark. It's arriving just in time for one of the biggest sporting events on the planet. At 2 p.m. on Friday, June 12th, the city will unveil a new World Cup legacy sign at Downtown Park. The 5-foot-tall letters spell Redmond and feature artwork celebrating technology, nature, culture, and inclusion. Sounders legends are expected to attend and sign autographs. After the unveiling, head over to Redmond Town Center where fans can watch the United States take on Paraguay on a giant outdoor screen.
Jen, do you have a World Cup fever?
I mean, I'm excited about it. And the fact that it's happening on Friday, I mean, the weather hasn't been great lately, but Friday is supposed to be beautiful, hitting 73 degrees and sunshine.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to it. If you've got a kid who stops and points at every Lamborghini that drives by, Saturday morning might already be booked. Exotic cars at the Redmond Town Center returned June 13th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the south lot next to BJ's. You can expect everything from Ferraris to McLarens to vintage classics and custom builds. The crowd is usually a mix of serious car buffs and families who look for something fun to do. You want to get there early so you can get the best photos and you can just start looking around. It's always fun.
The world's biggest soccer tournament officially kicks off on Thursday, June 11th. And Seattle Marriott Redmond is turning the entire day into a fan event. From 11 a.m. until 10 o'clock p.m., they'll have matches on a screen, a fan zone, raffle prizes, and plenty of opportunities to soak in the atmosphere. Whether you're following every match or just want an excuse to hang out with fellow fans, this is one of the easiest ways to be part of the action without even leaving town. So wear your team's colors and settle in for a long day of soccer.
Sometimes the best kids' activities are the most simple ones. Take this Friday, for example, June 12th from 10:30 a.m. to noon, the Redmond Community Center at Marymore Village is hosting a hands-on art class where the kids use fruits and vegetables to create colorful prints and mini masterpieces. The program is designed for children aged 3 to 6 and an accompanying adult. All supplies are included, so there is no need to show up with anything except a little creativity. Registration is required for the child participant. That's neat. You don't even need to bring your own fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, they got it all handled. All you do is show up. Every Tuesday, you've got a decision to make. You can grab some boring lunch or you can head over to La Tia Angelina for their legendary Taco Tuesday deal. We're talking $1.50 tacos made with authentic recipes straight from Jalisco, Mexico. This isn't some chain restaurant trying to do Mexican food. This is a real family operation that's been perfecting their craft for 5 years. The husband and wife team even have their 5 kids helping out sometimes. You'll find their food truck parked behind the bus stop near the QFC in Bellevue, right next to the Tikka Masala restaurant. They offer student discounts too if you're at Bellevue College. These folks care about their community and it shows in every single taco they make. That message brought to you by La Tia Angelina.
Let's get into some bicycle news. One of the coolest sport venues in Redmond is also one that a lot of people have never visited. On Wednesday, June 10th, racers hit the Jerry Baker Memorial Velodrome at Marymore Park for weekly warm-ups beginning at 5 p.m., followed by the Wednesday night racing series at 7 p.m. If you've never watched track cycling before, imagine bikes flying around steep banking at speeds that seem impossible from a few feet away. Bring a chair and grab a spot near the track and prepare to become a cycling fan.
Well, here's a volunteer opportunity that's a little different than your usual community cleanup. On Wednesday, June 10th, from 3 to 5 p.m., the Redmond Youth Partnership Advisory Committee is organizing a work party at Arthur Johnson Park that's focused on removing invasive blackberry bushes. All ages are welcome, although teens are especially encouraged to participate. Tools and gloves will be provided. It's a simple way to spend a couple of hours outside while helping to improve one of Redmond's neighborhood parks.
If you're looking for an excuse to get into the mountains without worrying about logistics, Redmond Parks has you covered. The Hiking Club 21 Plus heads up to Garfield Ledges on Saturday, June 13th, departing from the Redmond Senior and Community Center. The hike covers about 2.2 miles round trip with a solid climb to a viewpoint overlooking the Middle Forks Snoqualmie Valley. Transportation, a guide, and the planning are all handled for you. Bring water, a snack, and get ready for some amazing views.
Okay, it's time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and around Redmond. And today's question is, before roads were built, how did people and goods get around the Redmond area? Was it A, horse-drawn sleds on frozen lakes, B, flat-bottom steamboats on the Sammamish River, C, canoe-only portage trails, or D, a zip line between Redmond and Kirkland?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Final. Final answer. It has to be a zip line. How great would that be?
Wait, Dan, I didn't even give you any time yet. You're really going with zipline, is that true? Or you went
Give me some time and I'll actually take it seriously. But I really would like to have zipline as main transportation. I'd like to do a cross-country zipline trail. I'd like to go from Redmond to New York City on a zipline.
All right, Dan, your time starts now.
Okay, horse-drawn sleds on frozen lakes. It can't be that because that would mean we'd only have stuff moving in the winter. Flat-bottom steamboats on the Sammamish. Okay, canoe-only portage trails. I'm going with canoe-only portage trails. Life was hard back then.
Well, Dan, you are incorrect again. No, the answer is B, flat-bottom steamboats on the Sammamish River. In Redmond's earliest days, the forests really were thick and the roads so few that flat-bottom steamboats were the only practical way to get around. They chugged up and down the Sammamish River and crisscrossed Lake Sammamish carrying passengers and goods. The steamboat era ended in 1916 when the Chittenden locks opened and lowered local waterways by 9 feet, making the river too shallow for the boats.
Before we get into the rumor mill, here is something most homeowners never think about. You could have a water leak right now and not even know it. Underground leaks don't show up like a burst pipe. There's no water on the floor. Your water bill just quietly creeps up month after month until one day you're paying double and you're wondering what happened. Simply Leak Detection finds those leaks without tearing up your yard. They use non-invasive tech to pinpoint exactly where the problem is. Over 300 five-star reviews on Google, they cover the entire east side, Redmond, Kirkland, Bellevue, all of it. If your water bill's been climbing or your meter's been spinning fast enough to cut meat when nothing's running, give Lincoln and the team over at Simply Leak Detection a call at 253-800-1412 or visit them at simplyleakdetection.biz. And this message brought to you by Simply Leak Detection.
Word is Redmond Rumor Mill.
This week's rumor is an interesting one. We've heard from a couple of sources that a Bellevue bartender who's been running zero-proof cocktail pop-ups for the past 2 years may be looking at Redmond for a permanent location. The concept isn't a traditional bar with a mocktail menu. The entire business would be built around alcohol-free cocktails and a full cocktail bar experience. What we don't know is whether Redmond will actually land the location or where it might go if it does. The question is, would a dedicated zero-proof cocktail bar work in Redmond? If you've got a guess or have heard something, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post.
And while you are at our Facebook page, look for the post that is called Your Picks and drop your vote in the comments. We want to know who you think has the best frozen yogurt on the East Side.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love our companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com, and we'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.